Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You are about to enter the hidden world of the Overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the small, predictable, and utterly static world of office supplies. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are focusing our high-powered, low-interest microscope on the various types of office paperclips. It is a small marvel, the unsung hero of the stationery drawer, existing only to impose temporary, low-stakes organization on sheaves of otherwise unruly documentation. It's the least exciting invention in the history of fasteners, and yet it comes in a dizzying, unnecessary array of shapes, each with its own specific mechanical neurosis. We are here to catalogue this bureaucratic wildlife. Settle in and try not to spill your lukewarm beverage on your current stack of papers. The standard wire clip, the perpetual overachiever. This is the most common variety, usually referred to as the gem clip, named after the gem manufacturing company in Britain, who were mass-producing these loop wire wonders by the late 19th century. The standard clip is a perfect oval of bent steel wire, a design so effective it's often cited as an example of brilliant minimalist engineering. The gem clip's only real flaw is its optimism. It is frequently overloaded, expected to hold 30 pages of double-sided reports, when its true comfortable capacity is closer to 8. It strains under the pressure, leaving a small permanent crease, a psychological scar on the first and last sheets. It's the office worker who says, "Yes, I can handle that," and then quietly spends the afternoon plotting its escape. It's also surprisingly versatile, used frequently for impromptu lockpicking, resetting electronic devices, or fishing small, important items out of drains. It's the multi-tool of the truly bored. The humble gem clip has established its dominance, but innovation, however misguided, never rests. Let's take a brief moment of non-listening. Consider this your chance to tidy the stack of papers you are definitely ignoring. We'll return in a moment to critique the arrogant butterfly clip and the vinyl-coated marketing failure.
Looking for drama or news that's profound? Well, you're not gonna find it on this patch of ground. We talk about socks and the speed of the grass. We're experts in things that just happen to pass. It's the podcast for people who love to relax. Now that's not a very interesting podcast. Bring radio.
Welcome back. Let's delve into the structural complexities introduced when designers felt the simple oval was insufficient. Let's talk about the butterfly clip, the pretentious show-off. Now, the butterfly clip, sometimes incorrectly called the binder clip, is a larger, more elaborate contraption. It features two flattened loops that cross over, resembling a tiny metallic bow tie. The butterfly clip holds more than the gem, but it does so with a fussy structural arrogance. Its large flat wings are designed to be easily manipulated, but in practice they snag on the edges of folders and make the stack of papers uneven. It's the payback clip equivalent of someone who insists on wearing oversized statement jewelry to a job where they mostly sit at a computer. It screams, "Look how organized I am! Look at my wings!" The only joke here is on the user, who realizes too late that the wings often just obscure the document's header. Next, we have the jumbo clip. This is simply a gem clip that has been stretched and exaggerated to roughly twice the size. It is usually brought in when the page count climbs past 15, but the user is psychologically opposed to using the superior binder clip because they fear commitment. The jumbo clip is a classic example of brute force over finesse. It doesn't just hold the papers, well, any better than the standard clip, just more of them, and its sheer size prevents it from staying clipped to anything, ironically. And finally, we have the vinyl-coated clip, the failed marketing experiment. These are gem clips dipped in a brightly coloured plastic. They look fun, promising a world of colour-coded organisation. In reality, the coating reduces the friction and makes the clip hold worse. Furthermore, the colours are never utilised for their intended purpose. You just end up grabbing the closest clip, resulting in a stack of unrelated documents fastened by a chaotic rainbow of pointless organisation. The only thing they colour code is the utter lack of discipline in the sorting process. In the end, all these variations, the pretentious wings, the oversized loops, the futile splashes of colour, are a tribute to the enduring perfection of the gem clip. It remains the default, the bedrock of office organisation, proving that when it comes to paper, the most effective solution is always the simplest. That's it for, now that's not a very interesting podcast. It's been, well, something. See you next time.
This has been, now that's not a very interesting podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthat'snotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.